Okay, RK, maybe start there. To let go of the past, or how to actually get lucid in this dream of Maya. Well, that's what this entire bhakti path, this bhakti yoga practice is about. I would say it's that Shukadeva Goswami started teaching Maharaj Parikshit about how to meditate on and view the Virata Rupa, the cosmic form of God at all times. That this was not just some first mundane step that we should immediately rush past into the greater final levels of the Rasa Lila, you know, like some people do when they read the Bhagavatam. But actually, you could say, again, containing the essence of the Bhagavatam. If sometimes you do that when you write a book or so, you start with stating in a nutshell what it's about. In case you die before you can finish the book. Or for those who are smart and don't need a long explanation. So, you could see it a bit like that. That when we here now start to see God everywhere, in nature, in our heart, in which way is God present in that building well, there is intelligence in that building that has been building it and probably also acting in it. That is a ray from God. A bit of God's wonderful personality shining through everywhere. And then just as you get lucid in your dream at night, as I spoke about before, watch your hand. just look around and look at your situation and realize that this form of walking around here, and what I may have thought of as reality, is just something walking out here, outside, in an outside world, you could say. I mean, I'm just looking from where I am now, and you, so can you. And yeah, something is going on out there. And then one day I will fall over or something on that body, and then smack or lay down, and the eyes would close and it doesn't work anymore, and whoop, being somewhere else. So what should I be most preoccupied with here? The world as it appears out there, seen through the eyes and heard through the ears and so on, of this body that I see in a mirror. Or on a photograph, and have learned to know as me. Rather, here am I. Sometimes in this world, a few hours ago, in what I now call the dream world, and it's then when you start thinking like that, reflecting on that, looking at the world like that, not just as a philosophical concept that you analyze with your intelligence, that sense of logic there, click click, but and this should be in a Cosmos book, really. I'll try it there first, or also but yes, this is my whole world, my bigger world. But I'm in some kind of dream, because at one moment it will end. And I see it happen to everyone here. There's absolutely no reason to assume it wouldn't 100% happen to me, and can now, at age 70 soon, happen at any moment. It's just a reality we live with. I would say a reality we all live with, but especially we aging people, for whom this reality, by practical experience, is real. And that which doesn't last is a dream. Write that, put it somewhere. That which doesn't last is a dream. And that's what the Bhagavad Gita says.